Okay, we're going to do in the laws of prayer now in chapter 119. And the heading of this this chapter is Din Haroitza Lahis Bebrachis. This is talking about the law of one who wants to add the blessings. Boivav Seifim, that has six subsections. As you know, there's 18 blessings and then there's 19 blessings. What happens if one wants to add to the blessings? So he says in subsection 1, Imrotza Lahis Bechol Bracha Mehaim Tzoyis. If one wishes to add in any, in all the brachas, the middle brachas, me'ein ha-brachas, similar to the brachas, which means that's something that fits with the blessing that he's saying. Moisif, then he can, so we're not talking, I made a mistake saying, so adding to the blessing, making more blessings, but adding inside of the blessings. Can't make new blessing. It only has to be the 18 and the 19 blessings that the rabbi said. Here we're talking about you want to add something inside of the blessing itself. So, for example, something like that. He gives an example. Ketza. Let's say a person has somebody in the family sick that he wants to pray for. So in the blessing, when you say, God heal us, you would say, ask for that particular person. Like when you say, heal us, you would say, and heal this person, this such and such. So you would pray for that person. Or, hoya tzarich leparnosa. If the mourner needs livelihood, he needs parnas, he needs for his sustenance, so then you ask for it in the blessing of the years. When you ask for a good year, that's basically asking for a good sustenance, so you would ask, you would pray for your own sustenance at the time. So, which means that the blessing is limited, you can only add to that blessing on the subject matter that the blessing is addressing. You can add your personal things. But abul b'shemeya tefillah, but when you're saying the blessing, God listens to our prayers, that's then yachal lishal kol tzorachov. Then he can ask all of his needs. Neshi kalelus kol abakashus. Then it includes all of the requests. So anything you wish, you can add in shemeya tefillah, in that particular blessing, which Hashem, you say, listen to the prayers. Ukshumaisif, when you are adding, he says you should begin with the blessing, and then you say, so you say bara, whatever the blessing is, and then you add your, don't, in other words, don't start with your request first before asking, but first ask and then you add the other things. But don't add first and then start the blessing, you know, don't do your addition, because because you must make the main part has to be what's been coined by the rabbis, the way they instituted to say it. And your request, that needs to be secondary. So you can't start off with your request, but you got to start off with what the Chachamim say, and then you can add yours. Yesh mi shoymer. There is one that says, that when you're adding in a blessing from that bracha, a subject matter, if you're adding and you're seeking mercy for all Jewish people, then one needs to say it in a plural. And not in a singular way. That shouldn't be like an interruption in the prayer. These stipulations are when you're asking for the many, not for an individual. So then, number one, you need to say it in a plural. Because that would be, otherwise it would be like an interruption in the davening. And you should not add in the middle, only in the end of the blessing, not in the middle of the bracha. Why? Because when you are asking for the needs of the community in the middle of the bracha, that appears to be like you're adding on what the Chachamim have instituted, the way they have made the language, the matbeah, the coin, the way the Chachamim said to do it. So basically, if you're saying it individually, then it doesn't look like an interruption. It looks like it's a private prayer that you're adding in. But once you say it in the general way, which the whole prayer is in a general way, that would seem like you're changing things around from the way the rabbis have instituted it. So just do it at the end. So he says, all this is spoken of. We say this stipulations when you're davening on yourself. Avol bitzibur mutarim. But when you're doing it in the community together, then it's mutar. Which means, in the Chazor Satfila, when the repetition, when the chazan over there, that's v'lochen omrim slicha is be'emtza birchas slach lanu. That's why one would say slichos in the middle of the blessing of slach lanu, they would add the slichos prayer. Also in the middle blessing of Yom Kippur, we add all the Al-Khayt, we add all the different slichas over there. So because that's why it's permissible in that case, because it's at the community, it's for the shliach tzibur, it's okay. But if a person is not just asking, generally for the Jewish people, like a general prayer, but he's asking something that he actually literally needs. He needs, for example, he has somebody sick in there's a sickness in his home. Or you need livelihood, you need parnosa, you need your livelihood, then you can ask even in the middle of the blessing. So these limitations and the stipulations that we said before applied when you're asking for the general. But if you need a private thing, then you can ask it even in the middle of the bracha. But you have to say it in an individual way. And not in a language in a plural. So then, it shouldn't appear like adding to what the Chachamim instituted, the way they made the Nusach to Dam. But in the blessing of Shemei Tefillah, where God listens to the prayer, then you can ask, you can ask singular or in a plural, whether it's your own need, Rabbim, or the needs of the public. You can ask for peace in the world, peace in Israel. You can ask whatever you want to ask for. You can ask Shabircha Shemei Tefillah Kolelos Kol HaTzrochim, because the blessing of Shemei Tefillah, God listens to our prayer, that includes all needs. Everything you need, you can put in there. V'lochein Isakna, that's why it was actually instituted. The rabbis instituted that prayer to include anything you want. That's sort of the one blessing that God that was instituted to include, so that you bring in there whatever you like to pray for. But nevertheless, if you're asking for an individual, it says lo yarich afilu meina brocha. Don't do it long. In other words, don't have a long prayer. If you're doing it just for an individual, just make it short. Just ask for the individual. Even if it's from the subject of the bracha, be Shemei Tefillah or in Shemei Tefillah, where you could pray whatever you want. Avol achar tefillah, but once you've concluded the actual prayer, koydem shokol raglo, before you are moving your feet back, before you you're stepping back, you can say as long as you want, even like Yom Kippur, like you say all the extra prayers, you can do as you want. So basically he's saying in the Amida itself, whatever you are praying for an individual, don't make a long piece out of it, just make it very short. But after you finish the prayer, then you can say as much as you want, as long as you want. But the fact that there is a tradition to say slichos in the blessing of slach lanu, forgive us, and we increase in a lot of prayers, a lot of beseeching in the middle of the bracha. That is because those are considered communal. Forgive us is not, these are needs of the community, it's not just personal, that's why you can, it's okay to do it at long a length. Sometimes it's even for an individual, sometimes you are allowed to make a long prayer in the middle of the davening. You can say slichos tachanunim harbe b'emtza bracha, middle of a bracha. If many need his teaching, so sometimes there's a distinguished rabbi where a lot of people need his teaching, so he's considered, that's considered like the needs of the public, because even though you're praying for an individual, but he's an important individual because so many people need him, so even though he's an individual, it's still considered like praying for the community, and that's considered like a tzedek rabim, and you would be allowed to say prolong this. This is all this opinion. The first, this stipulations are only this extra opinion here, but the Tevez Rebbe calls that it's best to be careful with all this. And Afa Pishes Chod Nadvor Matirin calls that, even though there's those that disagree, Pramidal Dir, Vedivreyem Nidim Iker. Their words seem to be the main. In other words, that you shouldn't have all these restrictions. As long as you're trying, you know, you can prolong, you can. For an individual, all these restrictions that we learned over here don't really apply, but best to be careful, and that's it, and not to do, although the prayer is not for them. Best for everybody to be healthy, so you don't have to pray for them. Yeah, what were you saying?
I'm just thinking in the first three, where we praise God, we can't change it.
No. Not in the praise, and not in the end. We're talking only about the middle ones. Yeah.
I know in the Reform, the Conservative Prayer Book, they added a Masara, Abraham a Masara.
Well,
is it because it's not from what the Chokma has put down? That's
besides. So that the smaller problem is the interruption and the changing of the Zohar, but it has other problems with it. You know, I mean, it's there. They're trying to put in the different philosophy. Okay, let's see. We have, let's do one more here. He says in subsection 2, Tovli Zvadus B'Shemei Tfilo B'Loshin Yochid. It's appropriate, it's good to confess when you do the Shemei Tfilo in a individual, in a Yochid, in a Vavad Avidu Shul B'Loshin Rab M'Sha'achar Tfilo. Besides the confession that we do after, over there we say Oshamnu, we. But God knew, we included, we're doing it like a problem. This one you say maybe Hashem T, but God the T, you know, I, you know, it's singular. That's in the Shemei Tefillah. V'lishul achach mezoinus, and to ask after, first confessing, and then ask for food, afilu asher, even if he's wealthy. I guess maybe because you never know, you know. He may be wealthy now, and this is his basis on the Zohar. That you ask for your food, even if you have subsection 3 Gimel Hamevakish Rachamim al Chavedei Befonov. If you're asking for God's mercy and the person is in front of you, right? So Ein Tzorich LaHazkir Shmoy, then you don't have to mention their name. You don't have to say the name of the person, like we find Shenemar. Like we find when Moshe Rabbeinu was praying for Miriam, what did he say? Kael na rifa na la, please heal her. He doesn't say rifa Miriam. He doesn't say well, heal her. But lo hiskir shem Miriam. He didn't mention Miriam's name. Avo shaloi befonov. But when you're praying for somebody and he's not in front of you, tzarich lahaskir shmo. You got to remember mention the name.
I'm just looking at the two times that we go like this before we do.
Slach lanu. No.
Oh.
That's a plural.
No, this is the plural. But then there's another part that.
Banachnu shonu chatanu by slachlonu in the Amida.
Yes.
Is no, that, so it's all. Also,
that's also in the plural too.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
it's all
okay.
In the plural.
So which part I thought were you saying was in the singular?
You should add in the singular. He's saying.
Oh.
It's not in the sitter, but you could. You could add in the sitter.
No.
Now, subsection 4. Even though that the first three brachas are considered like one, we said the three of them are like one bracha. And the same thing, the last three. The 13 middle ones are not one, they're like 13 separate blessings. So if you skip, let's say, a bracha, or you made a mistake in one bracha, one blessing, such a mistake that will require that you got to redo it. You don't have to start the blessing atochonon, which is the first of the 13. You have to go back to the blessing that you made a mistake. Or you skipped. You have to go back to the place you skipped. You don't have to start over again. But nevertheless, you can't just make up that bracha. Mishom ve'eilech, tzorich lemer ala seder. You have to go back and say in the order. So you go back to the place where you made the mistake, and then you continue in the order. If you didn't remember that you skipped a blessing until you said a few other blessings, then you have to go back and say all of them following this bracha. You got to put them back into order. Because if you just say that blessing in the place you remembered in the middle, so then you change the order of the blessings. And he has not fulfilled your obligations. So say the bracha subanshikanasa gdoila, for the order of the blessing comes from the men of the great gathering. Umehem kama nevi'im, from them there were some prophets. The some chusidra mikros, they organized, they leaned their order on the verses, so that has to be in that order. So if you miss the blessing, you got to go back to that blessing, and then you got to go on from there, continue. Subsection, hey, lefikoch, therefore, shliach tzibur sheshokach leimer aneinu b'taynis tzibur ben goyel reife. A one who's leading the services, the chazan, who forgot to say the aneinu prayer on a public fast day, in between goyel reife, between the blessing of goyel Yisrael and refeinu. Now, the community doesn't say the blessing at all, but the chazan, on the fast day in the morning in Shachris, says the aneinu. He forgot this blessing. And he didn't remember until he said Rifainu. So lo yachzer. So he should not go back and say Anenu. Why? For if he would go back, he would have to say Anenu, and then he would have to say Rifainu. That's the order. So not to change the order of the brachas. So if he forgot Anenu, he'd have to go by Anenu and then do Rifainu again. He'd have to go back to the beginning to saying it in the order. So the blessing of
Rufainu
would be like in vain. Because of Anenu itself, we don't make him to go back. So Anenu is a prayer that you have to add if you remember, but if you forget, you won't go back, but we can't have it. So in other words, you don't have to, if you missed it, you don't have to go back. And if you went back, you'd have to change the order. So then we'd say, don't go back at all. But if he didn't yet complete the refainu, then he said Neinu, and then Lefeinu. V'loy omru she'machzirin oisei, elok she'yevshu le'sakin to usei. We don't say that we don't go back, only if he cannot fix the mistake. Limki yachzir v'loch b'richsat v'lo sh'niyah. He's going to have to make b'richsat v'lo sh'niyah. He's going to have to make the blessing again. He'll have to say Lefeinu again. But in this case, avaloy mer b'richsat neinu levado, but just to say machzirin oisei, then you will make him go back. Say nikra chazora, since it's saying in the play between Goyal and Leroyfer. So in other words, we don't want you to say God's name in vain. But if you're not going to say it in vain, but you're going to go back to the Aneinu, that's fine. Go back to Aneinu and then continue from there on, because you hadn't said yet the bracha of Rufa'enu, so you go back. So if he remembers after he concluded Rufa'enu, before he said Shema'a Tefillah, then he says, the Chazan will say Shema Tefillah just like an individual who says it in the bracha of Shema Tefillah. By Mincha we would say it. Let's say there were no 10 people that were fasting in the shul. So it was a fast day, but there wasn't 10 people fasting. But they came in, after saying Rifa'enu, they came to the shul. So you didn't say it before because you didn't have a minyan fasting, but they came in later. So you say b'shemei tefillah, v'yachtem baruch ato Hashem. Then you completed ha'ine beis tzora b'shemei tefillah. So you add, instead of just shemei tefillah, you say also ha'ine beis tzora b'shemei tefillah. V'ein zu chasima b'shtayim. It's not considered sealing with two separate blessings together. Ibnei shebracha shemei tefillah chasimosa. Mashmo, because the blessing, you listen to the prayer, and then when you finish and this ending it, this applies to both, to the tainis and to the rest of the prayer. So if you just said Shemei Tefillah, Yotza, if you also forgot Shemei Tefillah, Imro, Brocha Bifnei Atzma, then you say it as an individual blessing. Achar Basholim, after the bracha Basholim, and that's not considered as the Shem said that brachas, because the blessing of the 18 blessings have already completed, so then it's okay to add the blessing of Aneinu. So it's interesting, to Aneinu, if the Shliach Tzibur forgets it, he can say Aneinu after Basholim. That's new to me.
Just the Aneinu.
Just the Aneinu prayer. The Aneinu prayer. This is a bracha. If you see in the Siddur, there's a bracha. You can go on fast days. Yeah. Finally, Sivav. Im tov omar Aneinu koidim reino v'nyenu. If you do it before Re'ei, because this comes after between Gal Yisrael and Rifa'enu. The Re'eino v'nyenu, he did it before Gal Yisrael. Tzorch lachzav lemar Aneinu achar Re'eino. So you have to say it again. She'im lo yachzer. For if he's not going to repeat it again, it's going to turn out that he said the brichas reino not in place. Because then he'd be saying it after aneinu. So we have to go back. So we need aneinu to come after. You made a mistake and you said aneinu before reino vonyenu. You're going to have to say aneinu again after reino, because we can't just leave it that way, because then Re'ei is going to come out of order, because Aneinu comes before Re'ei. So even the Shliach, the Tzibur comes, so it's not as important as a bracha like the other brachas, because that's why we don't repeat it if you can't do it, but it is still considered the order of the bracha, so you got to make sure that you keep the order of the brachas. Okay.